This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm. In his opening remarks at the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting, which is underway in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is a common threat for India and the Arab nations.
Cross-border terrorism is particularly unacceptable because it violates the basic principles of international relations and diplomacy. Societies targeted by terrorism have the right to defend themselves and will understandably exercise it. It is essential that we strengthen international cooperation to combat what is a global scourge. Zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm.
Dr. Jaishankar said India has strong partnerships with all League of Arab States, LAS nations, and much of this is rooted in history. He said they are meeting at an important juncture where the global order is undergoing transformation for a variety of reasons, and politics, economics, technology are all fully into play. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a delegation of foreign ministers of Arab countries, the Secretary General of the League of Arab States, and heads of Arab delegations who are in New Delhi for the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the deep and historic people-to-people ties between India and the Arab world, which have continued to inspire and strengthen the relations over the years. Rajya Sabha MP Sunetra Pawar today took oath as Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister. The 62-year-old is the state's first woman Deputy Chief Minister. This comes after the sudden demise of her husband and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a plane crash earlier this week. Earlier today, Ms. Pawar was unanimously elected as the NCP Legislative Party leader during a meeting of the party's legislative wing held at the office of late Ajit Pawar in the Vidhan Bhavan complex in South Mumbai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched a sharp attack on West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and the Trinamool Congress, accusing them of dividing society and weakening the state. Addressing a BJP rally in Bagdogra today, Mr. Shah alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led government has damaged Bengal's social unity by pitting communities against each other. Earlier today, addressing a party workers' conference at Barakpur in North 24 Parganas, Mr. Shah said the SIR process will continue in the state. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in Rajya Sabha. This will be the 9th consecutive budget presentation by Ms. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019.
Union Budget 2026-27.
Listen to Akashvani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget.
For an in-depth analysis by experts.
Special budget bulletins.
People's reaction on the budget and exclusive interviews.
Tune into Akashvani FM Gold Channel and other frequencies.
Also available on our mobile app, News on AIR.
YouTube channel, News on AIR Official, and OTT platform, Waves.
From 10:10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday, 1st of February.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the eve of birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said that Guru Ravidas was a revered saint and social reformer. President Murmu said that the thoughts of Guru Ravidas will always remain relevant and will continue to guide toward embracing human values. In men's cricket, India won 19 for no loss in 1.3 overs against New Zealand in the fifth and final T20 of the five-match series at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram when reports last came in. India won the toss and opted to bat first. In badminton, India's Devika Sehwag has entered the final of the Thailand Masters 2026 tournament. She defeated Huang Yusun of Chinese Taipei in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.